Hello, my dear church boys, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Dating and Day Game Podcast. And in this podcast episode, we're going to be talking about situations where you feel that girls are trying to get money from you. Over the years, I've worked with many high net worth individuals, guys who wanted to learn to meet younger, hotter, and more interesting women. And I keep hearing two types of complaints from them. Number one, they keep meeting women who are asking them for money. And the second one is, they are easily able to meet and date beautiful women, even beautiful women who have made their own money. But they struggle with women who are beautiful, accomplished, and share the same life values with them, meaning they care more about personal growth than money and social status. So we're going to be talking about all of that in this episode. As usual, this is going to be audio only. So if you are listening to this on YouTube, but prefer to listen to this on the go in your car, etc., then you can listen to this episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Links for that are available in description. And I apologize for the background noises because my Airbnb in Chiang Mai, Thailand is in a little bit noisy place. So sometimes you'll be probably hearing some cars go by and other noises. And before we jump into this podcast episode, a few updates about coaching spots and things like that. I'm right now in Chiang Mai, Thailand, where I will be for a month. Next, I'm going to a lovely place, Da Nang, a big city on a beautiful beach in Vietnam. And mid-April, I will be in several places in Japan. And all of these places have their pros and cons for learning day game. But if you want to learn day game somewhere in Asia with me. Maybe you're a nomad who's living here. Maybe you are from Australia or another place in this part of the world. Then, well, a link to find out more about coaching and sign up is in the description. The one important thing about coaching here is that since I'm here for a longer period of time, it's possible to spread out the coaching days, meaning, for example, doing 5 days of coaching, but stretch them out over 2 weeks, which is much better for learning. You'll get much more out of your coaching experience. But if you are already going out and you're getting numbers constantly, but want to learn to improve your texting to convert more of those numbers to dates and learn to improve your dating game so more of those dates end up in your apartment, then head over to daygamecourses.com where you can get access to my free texting and dating courses. And lastly, if you want to learn day game much faster, then join our private community where you will get access to in-depth, step-by-step content so you can learn exactly what to do in each part of the day game interaction. And on days, you'll be able to participate in our live Q&As, in group practice calls where you'll be improving your storytelling to make girls interested in you and never run out of things to say, and of course, my infield recordings. We have several members who were struggling with day game before but started getting laid consistently after joining the community. You'll find out everything about the community and how to join it by clicking the link in the description. And now, let's get to this podcast episode's topic. Recently, I had a guy reach out to me about learning day game with me, about getting coaching with me, and he told me a story of his ex-wife. He was dating a beautiful and amazing Ukrainian girl, and they really clicked. But as soon as they got married, everything changed. She became very demanding, started asking him for money, and pretty soon the requests became ridiculous. And the divorce following not too long after was a messy one, and she demanded a very round number, $1 million. He had met the one and got heavily burned. Over the years, I've worked with quite a few high net worth men who were tired of kind of the dating life they had, and they really wanted to learn to meet younger and hotter and more interesting women. But I kind of kept hearing two complaints for them. They either met girls who wanted money from them, so either gold diggers or girls who were just really interested in money in general. Or some of these guys, they're actually pretty, like, their dating game is pretty good. They're able to easily meet and date beautiful women. And even beautiful women who have made their own money, they have good jobs, maybe their own businesses. But sometimes these men are tired from these types of women. And what they're looking for is women with whom they have kind of more with whom their values align more, meaning women who care about their personal growth, maybe even spirituality, more than they care about money and social status. So let's talk about why that happens. And by the way, this is absolutely on you. This is not because of the girls. The girls are not the problem here. And let's talk about what you need to learn to avoid these things. Actually, both of these complaints have the same root. It's because these men, they're good with women who like wealthy, accomplished men. They know what to do with those types of women, and they kind of attract those types of women. But whatever they're doing in their dating game, like, those things simply don't work on different types of women, especially women who put other values before money. I mostly hear these complaints from men who are dating women from Eastern Europe, places like Ukraine, Russia, Belarus, the Baltics, the Balkans, but it's a fairly common thing in other parts of the world too. And it is important to clarify that this is a problem only high net worth individuals have, whatever that means in the place where you are living. Because in some places that might mean you're making maybe $200,000 a year, and in other places maybe it could mean that you're making, I don't know, like $20 million a year, or maybe even more. So this is kind of location dependent. If you're not a high net worth individual, then you don't really have to worry about this. Women don't want your money. The women we're talking about here most often will not date someone who doesn't have money. That being said, you'll still improve your understanding of things, what you should do, and the ways you should behave with women you pursue and date. Are we talking about gold diggers here? No, not really. Of course, there are women who date accomplished men just to get money and gifts from them, but there are also plenty of wonderful women who can be very picky about who they date and won't date someone who lives in a studio apartment. And they shouldn't. Just as you most likely wouldn't go out with someone who is generally considered ugly. If you have your life in order and you know how to talk to women, you can be very picky with who you date. There is nothing wrong with it, neither you nor the girl doing this. That being said, the world is full of gold diggers and fuckboys. The more you have your life in order, the more you have to beware of gold diggers. And the hotter the girl is, the more she has to beware of fuckboys. Last summer, I coached a very successful man in his late 30s who was already doing pretty damn good in his dating life. He was easily getting dates and sleeping with beautiful and successful women in his own age range, but he wanted to change two things. Number one, he wanted to date younger women. Number two, he wanted to date women who are interested in personal growth and spirituality, because these things were important to him. The women who wanted to go out with him were good looking, oftentimes had good jobs or their own businesses. They were hitting the gym regularly. You know, the perfect girl you want, but again, for his taste, a little bit too old. Even though he is a highly successful man with high social status in the country he lives in, he puts health, both physical and mental, and things like family and growth above money. And that's what he wanted in women he dates, putting other values above money and social status. I want to use him as an example when talking about this podcast episode's topic. And he was making two mistakes. First, he was behaving like a guy women want money from. Men of high social status oftentimes hang out in similar places. They frequent the same restaurants, coffee shops, events, clubs, and bars. They know each other, and you can tell their social status by looking at them. And this is definitely the case with this man. If you look at him, you will understand that he's doing good. And in his country, it's a relatively small country, and there is, there's a small circle of highly successful men, and they really do hang out in the same places, in the same neighborhoods, and usually they bump into each other on the street, It's not a secret, basically, and women have also learned to recognize which are these men, or who are these men. But for some of these guys, even though they frequent these places and they kind of do the same things, but For them, money and their social status are kind of priorities number 5 and 6 in life. You know, those are not the biggest things in their life. And just like my student, while others, you'll see that they're kind of consumed by their drive for more and inflated egos, and you'll see them kind of sporting their AP Royal Oaks and Patek Philippe Nautilus and some of the more hyped Rolex models and, you know, driving their latest Range Rover, BMW or Maybachs. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with any of these things if they come with a healthy ego and it's not simply a way to brag. You will usually see these guys eating in the same restaurants, hitting on girls there in those restaurants, and usually dating fairly hot women. These men are spending a lot of money on women, fancy dinners, shopping, trips together. And women have learned to recognize that. And they know how these men look, how they dress, where they hang out, what cars they drive, what watches they wear, etc. And here comes the big but. Even though their values are different, both of these types of men look and dress the same, they frequent the same places, and they've learned to sleep with women in these environments. The women who recognize them for their status, recognize them for their money. Women who are oftentimes hanging out in these circles because they enjoy the company of men like that. Not always wanting something from them, but their game works very good on women in these environments. When they go out with women who like this type of man, they do great. These women will come home with them. They will sleep with them. Sometimes not on a first date because there are a lot of games being played, things like I'm not that type of a girl, etc. But they will be doing good. Regardless of what's behind the outer appearances, the outer, you know, bling or whatever you want to call it, the women put both of these types of men in the same box. And they will assume, even though this guy doesn't want to do that and he's actually interested in meeting different types of women, they will assume he will happily oblige to the typical norms in this environment, the typical norms of spending money on women. And they will behave like that. Behave like that. And if these men don't spend the money on them, they will very often stop seeing them. Not because they only date men with money. That is not true. These types of women, they'll also date very different types of men. But sometimes, not all of them. Again, this is, you know, you take it by kind of case by case. We're not putting everyone in the same box here. But they're doing that not because they only date men with money, but because they've already put you in that box and they already are viewing you as the guy with money. Or rather, not the guy with money, but the guy who will spend money on them. Again, I'm not saying, this is not me saying that money is bad or if you have money, you will only be dating these types of men. That is not what I'm telling here at all. I'm just trying to explain that even though you are interested in different things and your values are different and you would prefer to have different relationships with women, if you behave like these types of men, then very often you're simply presenting you as someone who usually spends money on women. That's kind of what I'm saying. So if you behave like every other guy who loves throwing money at women, they will expect that. You will be attracting that type of women with your behavior. So if you want to have different reactions from women, you will have to relearn how to position yourself how to behave to not trigger these gold-digging behaviors. A good part of these women are also going out with other guys, and they don't get anything from them, at least not money. I've had regulars and I've met plenty of girls who have very rich sugar daddies robbing money of them, but obviously they were not dating me for my money because I don't have nearly enough money to become to be a sugar daddy or anything like that. So the same women will behave one way if they put you in one box and will behave completely differently if they view you as a different type of man. Okay, by now it should be clear why women want money from you. It's simply the way you are presenting them, It's simply the way you're presenting yourself to the world. But let's now talk about, what's up? This is clear, but what about high-class women who put other values before money? If mistake number one was presenting yourself as a guy who throws money at women, then mistake number two is having a game that works on one type of women. I remember a story from the same student, and this happened around Christmas time. He went out with this girl, again, you know, the typical story. Hot, beautiful, interesting, you know, has her life in order. The type of a girl he really likes, like their values clicked and everything. So they went on a date, and the date goes very good. Okay, I think they did a dinner date, but he does dinner dates. Men of this caliber very often prefer doing dinner dates, and I don't really have anything against it if they're doing it the right way, if they're not making the typical mistakes on those dates. I see a lot of them do good. Like, it's just So when he went out with his girl on the date, goes good, and he had recently bought a Christmas tree, so he's like, hey, let's go to my apartment, let's decorate my Christmas tree. You know, that's an amazing way to pull. And they head over to the apartment, and they decorate the Christmas tree, but as soon as he starts to really escalate, she instantly stops him by saying, I'm not type of a girl, I'm a good girl, blah, blah, blah. And then when he kept seeing her, you know, kept seeing this type of a good girl behavior. And maybe, just maybe, she was a good girl, but... I've seen a lot of these cases of women behaving like that, and then also I've seen what they do once they decide they're not girls and sometimes not good girls, and sometimes they change their mind in a matter of, you know, 30 minutes or a few hours within the same date. And so when a girl who says I'm not that type of a girl, you know, all of a sudden she's deep-throating you heavily and doing all types of crazy things. So I don't... Sometimes I normally don't believe them when they say, oh, I'm not this type of a girl, I'm a good girl. There are exceptions, but in general, I wouldn't believe that in most cases. But the thing is, he was doing the same things that typically worked very well on his dates. The things were when he did them, the girls would happily come back to his place, happily sleep with him very fast, and it would be like a nice, quick adventure. But when he started to date different types of women, all of a sudden his game stopped working. When these types of men start dating different types of women, their approach oftentimes simply doesn't work anymore. And especially if they're trying to pursue women who already have been with many high-value men. These women have seen all the bells and whistles, and they've seen what's behind the outer shell, what's behind the kind of how these guys look and how they're publicly. They simply don't like the personalities behind the outer shell. And even my student has stopped hanging out with most men in these circles. If you want to date a woman who has kind of... Let's use the word evolved. I will actually use the word evolved here. They've evolved to a level where they are now looking for different values and where they will not care only about money and your social status. If you want to date that types of women, they're looking for someone different, someone with different values as well. So if you look like, you talk like, and you behave like these men that we talked about before, they will put you in the same box. They will assume, okay, this dude is just like every other guy, kind of like when we talked about the mistake one. They do put you in the same box, the doors are closed. And they did put my student in the same box as everyone else in these circles, just another guy obsessed with showing off his money and going after easy girls who like it. Because men in these circles are usually dating very girls who behave similarly, and these men very oftentimes behave similarly, and women in these circles oftentimes behave similarly as well, and they've adopted their behavior on dates, their appearances, and what they're doing to women like that. Because they've learned what works with them, and then they're kind of all doing the same thing with them. And don't get me wrong, it works really good. I said these men are oftentimes dating already beautiful and interesting women. But if they want to go for women who are looking for, like, who have different values, and those women are looking for someone with different values, they have to completely relearn how to attract and seduce these women, because what they're typically doing, their typical behavior, not only doesn't work on these women, but it is repulsive because they instantly put you in the same box with everyone else and understand, okay, this dude is just a rich fuckboy. So if you want to change that, you will have to relearn how to attract and seduce women who don't like you off the bat. You will have to work on your attraction skills, how to spark their emotions, make them interested. And not only that, because that is easy, but if you're talking about someone who has seen a lot of stuff, who has seen a lot of players, you will also need to learn how to create genuine connections with someone, not something just on a basic level, but a real connection to make sure you're both on the same kind of note, on the same vibe. And just to clarify one thing, it might appear like I'm trying to say that you have to become the type of persona these women want. Or let's talk about my student, that he has to become the type of kind of persona that these women want. But that's not the case. He already is that person. He already is the type of man these women want. He is doing good in life. He has money. He has his own businesses. He is doing a lot of interesting things. He's working out, traveling the world, but he's also into personal development. He's into spirituality and going to kind of retreats and things like that. And he already is that guy. But he simply is behaving like a different type of person because of the habits he has built up in his social circles. So he needs to learn to deliver his actual value, because day game, or you know, learning good day game in general, it's not a way to cheat sexual marketplace. It's a tool for delivering your actual value, all while filtering through many women to find the type he likes. That's kind of what he has to do here. Next, let's ask the big question. So what's the solution? What can these men do? Or rather, we can't really talk about what they have to do within one podcast episode, but let's talk about the things they need to learn to fix these problems. And let's be really honest here. Even though everyone will try to sell them like a cliche group bootcamp or whatever, simply doing a day game bootcamp, like a typical average day game bootcamp with multiple students, etc., to learn to approach women in everyday situations or day gaming, just like many young dudes are doing, it's not really a good option for these type of men, because they're not the average guy. They are living in a different category. They're living different lives and approaching different type of women. The typical day game approach, if they do the same things that you see on YouTube videos and everyone else is doing, these things will look weird if these men do it. It will not be a good fit. And when I work with people like that, we're usually working on building their new skills of chatting up girls around their personality, taking into account their social status, their lifestyle, the women they're interested in, and the locations where they'll be going out to meet these women. If they do the same stuff, every guy is doing running around the streets, if their day game is the same, the higher status women will reject them instantly. Because remember, they have very many dating options, and they're very, very picky with who they date. And if you look like the average day gamer, if you behave like the average day gamer, you will simply not kind of pass the bar, not even close to it, if you're doing the same stuff everyone else is doing. Oftentimes, if these type of men go out and do the same things, it will work very good on women who like them for their money. It will still work on them, That's why when you hear stories of wealthy men learning day game, very often you keep hearing these stories about how women all the time want money from them. Because their game is fairly basic. They're doing the same stuff like as everyone else is doing. And the women who really have seen a lot of kind of guys trying to play them, and because that's pretty much what like the basic day game is, really often so robotic and so copy-paste, you know, you could call it like a way to play women if you're doing it like that. And someone who has seen a lot of men trying to play her, like they will not just fall for the same copy-paste nonsense that every day gamer is doing when they're running around the streets. Whereas if you use the idea of day game, the same kind of structure, but you build it around your personality and then make it something that fits your energy levels. Not everyone has to be a high energy day gamer. Maybe you're a really laid back, chill person. Maybe you're very kind of assertive. Maybe that is your vibe. So it's very important for these men to build their day game skills around their already existing personality. And what's really good for these men when they instead of learning like copy paste old school day game, when they learn it, build, taking into account their personality and everything else, it's very easy to use the same skill set in situations they are in every day. So restaurants, events, bars, etc. And in a few minutes, we'll talk about the kind of the list of things you should pay attention to, the list of things you should figure out if you want to kind of take your dating life away from these women who are only interested in your money and want something kind of more or different, or who have different values ahead of money. We'll talk about that, but I want to quickly talk about another interesting story. There's this guy who recently joined my private community. He's a wealthy guy living in different parts of the world, you know, from Dubai to Mexico. And one of the first posts he made in a community group chat was that he approached a girl and the girl responded with, "You can only see me as a friend," when he texted the girl. Over a message, she said, "You can only see me as a friend." And his reaction was he instantly said, "What the fuck's happening? Because does she think I'm broke? I've never received such a message before." So what happened? Nothing really. A girl simply refused to see him as anything more than a friend. She friendzoned him. But what he did, the way he reacted to that, he instantly viewed this as her thinking he doesn't have money. He thinks women want to date guys just because of the money they have. And surprise, surprise, he's actually the guy I talked about in the beginning of the podcast episode, the guy whose ex-wife started to become very demanding, asking for more and more money after the marriage, and then sued him for $1 million when they got divorced. He believed he needed money to attract women, but it only got him women who wanted money from him. And the worst part is he actually told me that his ex-wife was really amazing up until the moment they got married without a prenup. But again, I just want to remind that even though we're talking about all of these stories and they are about money and about women wanting money from men, we're not talking about all women being gold diggers or anything like that. That's not the message here. Even though, yes, there are gold diggers out there, but by now you should understand that in most cases, it's actually men who are behaving, whose behavior are attracting these types of women. That's kind of the problem. But again, I'm not blaming men or not blaming women. There are different people in the world, and it's not what this is about. And at the end of the day, we're all fighting the same battle. The high value women, the amazing women, the most amazing women are looking for an amazing guy with similar outlooks on life. And the most amazing men are looking for women with whom they would have like a common set of values. And, you know, it's the same battle for everyone. Okay, so what do both of these students need to learn to meet beautiful and interesting women with healthy values that align? And where can you learn the same things? First, you need to figure out your own values and what's important for you in life and live according to them. So basically, stop projecting the sugar daddy vibes and start living more according to your real values, just like the student who wanted women with different values I talked about. When I talk about topics like starting relationships with kind of long-term students, this is one of the big topics we're talking about, is kind of figuring out what do you really want, what's really, really important for you, both for yourself and for your partner, whether that's about dating or something more casual, but it's really important to understand that and figure all of that stuff out. Second thing, once you figure out what your own values are living according to them, you have to think about, where can I meet these types of women? And yes, while sometimes you will meet them in the same places where you're hanging out right now, oftentimes these type of women, they're kind of tired from that environment, tired from people in that environment. Just as I said, as my student has stopped hanging out with most people, with most men from that environment, women are very similar once they realize what it's all about, or once they're going to move towards different priorities in life, they will stop hanging out in those circles, and you'll have to find, where are they hanging out now? Next, the third thing you have to figure out and learn, you have to actually learn to seduce such high value women while knowing they are in high demand and have many options. And this consists of two things. First of all, you have to, I don't like the term, but you have to be high value. You have to bring something to the table. You have to be, you can't fake it until you make it. You know, if you're the average guy, then, you're probably not going to do good with these women. But if you are the type of man who this podcast episode is for, then you're already bringing it all to the table. But the second thing this consists of is you have to relearn how dating and seduction works, because as I said before, what these type of men are doing oftentimes works very good with women who already like them, with women who like that money. It's sort of like an American going to Colombia and then doing really good with women there, because he has so much more to bring to the table than the women there. So if you're hanging out with women, but if you have so much more to bring to the table than the women you're going out with, then obviously, you're going to be doing pretty good. But you have to understand that here you're bringing a lot to the table, but these women are bringing a lot to the table too. So you will actually need to know how to behave on dates with women that aren't easily impressed. But that's more about when you kind of meet them and basically, when you're meeting them. And the part number four is you actually have to learn what to do on dates with them. You have to learn to go from meeting them to building attraction between the two of you, where she starts thinking you're interesting and a cool dude. And then she's like, okay, this guy is pretty cool. Let's see what's up. You have to learn to create genuine connections where she trusts and feels safe with you, while also building up sexual attraction step by step to end the date in a bedroom. So you have to learn the all sequence, all parts, because the dates start with building attraction with someone. Again, we're talking about someone who doesn't really care about you just having money or having status. They've seen all of it. So it has to be real. She has to actually like you as a person. So you have to learn to deliver your personality, to make her attracted to you, and then to build comfort, like a real connection, not just kind of surface level, but you have to make her feel like you two are in a bubble. Like this is super nice. And then avoid hitting the friend zone and going like five dates and making this, only relationships. That's why you also have to learn to build up sexual tension to make the date end up in a little bit more interesting way. It's the same stuff, actually, that the average day gamer has to learn. But here we are simply applying it to like a little bit different environment, a little bit different types of people. And the important thing number five you have to learn is to have the type of relationships you want, not just the type of relationship she puts you on a table, because you might go out with a woman like that and she'll say, I'm only looking for a relationship. But that you don't have to react to that. You don't have to assume it's true. Like if it's very often, they're very often open to other things as well. So you have to learn to build the type of relationships you want to have, whether that is some casual fun, maybe having her as a regular you see once a week, or maybe starting something a bit more meaningful a year or two down the line. So you simply have to learn how to navigate these situations where a girl might say she wants one thing, but you have to kind of assume that, okay, she's probably open to other things, and then learn to lead to where you want this to go. But important, do this in a way where at the end of the day, you're both happy with what happened. And if instead of learning, spending countless hours going over hundreds of hours of videos and learning all of these things on your own, you prefer me to simply teach all of this to you, then you can get in-person coaching with me. You'll find all the info about it in the link in description, how it usually works, the prices, etc. And if everything sounds nice, then let me know and we'll hop on a call to talk about your case and what's the best way I can help you. Because again, this isn't a case where the same size fits all and the same type of a bootcamp is the best solution for everyone. I try to figure out what works specifically for each man I work with. That's why I always want to hop on a call with the person before working with them to get a good idea about their personality, about their lifestyle, about their dating experiences, goals, etc., what they already know, what they don't know. And that way we kind of see how we click over a call, and then we can understand, okay, are we a good fit to move forward or yeah. So you can find out all about that by clicking a link about day game coaching in the description. But if you prefer to learn a bit more on your own without in-person in-field coaching, then you can join our private community where you will get access to a very in-depth step-by-step content teaching you what exactly you have to do in different parts of day game interactions on the street, what you have to do on dates, etc. All of that is very kind of step-by-step, very technical, so it's easy to understand. It's not just blah, blah, blah. It's kind of step one, step two, step three. We're also doing monthly Q&As, storytelling practice calls, so you can learn to never run out of things to say in day game interactions, and in general be a very interesting, engaging conversationalist. And also, of course, my day game infills. And to learn more about that, simply click the link about the private community in the description. That's it for this time. Ciao, guys.